Hey everybody, this is Steliefti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to have a special episode, which is going to be a website teardown episode.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So all of you out there, we asked for submissions a few days ago, and we got a ton of people submitting their websites asking Heaton and I to just look at the site and provide feedback and tear it down and be hypercritical and very, very honest. And that's what we're going to do this morning. It's just going to be going through one, you know, website after the other that you guys submitted, and we'll try to be as useful and helpful in providing feedback. All right, Heaton, you want to take it away and take a look at the first website submitted?
Absolutely. This website is called Swype. It's getswype.com. So it's getswip.com. And right when I hit the site, there's on the right, there's a big picture of a MacBook. And it looks like it's got some interface. And on the left, it says Lean Coach for your team. The guidance and tools you need to run your business lean. Get it for, and then it says $6.99, and it crosses it off, and it says free. And then next to that, that's the button. And then next to that, it says how it works. And then there's a offer available for limited time. 600-plus people already claimed their free account. Claim yours now using the button above. So that's what shows up on the main page. It's like a nice big blue page. Well, first of all, the first thing that hits me is that it says it's a lean coach for your team. Right away, I'm like, well, what's a lean coach? That's already something that like registers for me and makes me confused about what this product does. Then it says the guidance and tools you need to run your business lean. Like, it's a little better, but it's not that much better because I still might not know what running my business lean means. There's a caveat. My caveat is if people are coming to the site from a traffic source or a place where they understand what a lean coach is or understand what lean means, maybe this kind of tagline would work. This also doesn't really speak to benefits too much of what the benefit of this product is or, you know, again, what a lean coach is. So if you're planning on leaving lean coach for your team as the title because you think it's going to pull in curiosity, my advice would be in the sub headline, at least explain what a lean coach is. That's the very least I would do. The best I would do is actually talk about the benefit of what a lean coach does for you. Otherwise, you're just using the word lean over and over again, and people might not know what it means. So, you know, then there's a how it works, and I click a button, and there's some video there, which is cool. When I click the registration, it actually opens in a new window, which is an interesting tactic. And the registration window opens, and there's like a sign-up box. There's one thing you're doing there that I should – oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, it just says tell us more about you on that registration page. Just as a quick side note, I would definitely get more specific on that page. And then lower down, it says experience the power of lean. It's got a bunch of boxes. And then again, get it for $6.99 crossed out, get it for free is what it says. Steli, do you want to get some comments in?
Yeah, so I know this gentleman, so I'm glad that I'm second. Also, as a caveat for all of you out there, if anybody doesn't like my feedback, still fairly fresh out of knee surgery, and I'm on the pain medication, so if I seem delirious or if you don't like my feedback, maybe it's that. Maybe I'm just going to be extra honest to you and give you the truth even in a better way. So I know this gentleman is a great guy and it's a great person, so I'm a little biased because I like him, but I also have to say that my problem here is that on this side, on the homepage, I find the pitch confusing because at parts, he assumes I already know what lean means, and he's telling me he can coach me. And at parts, he's pitching me on why lean is great and what it is. So I think that the pitch is a little confused. Is this site for people already sold on the concept of lean, or is this page for somebody who doesn't know what it is? And first, you want to sell me on lean as a business philosophy, and then you want to sell me on your tool. But you're absolutely right. I think my main gripe is that the main kind of pitch here when I go on the side is it says lean coach for your team, the guidance and tools you need to run your business lean. And to me, this is missing the value proposition. Why is this valuable? What does it exactly mean? you know, what does coaching even mean? I'm confused if this is a person that's going to be calling me once a week and giving me advice. But I also see software. So it seems like this is a software tool. It seems a little bit like a Trello tool for projects. So I'm just not sure what will I get and what is the real value. Why should I use this versus do it myself or read a book or do something else? It doesn't really spell it out. It doesn't really sell me on the value proposition. It's kind of sell me between using Lean as a philosophy and there's a coaching tool here that will help me do that, but it doesn't tell me what it is and why it's going to help me do it in what way? Better, faster, cheaper? What is the core value of using this tool versus not? I think that there's still a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of really selling this. The other thing is here, this is nitpicking, but I'll still do it. But there's a section that says, you know, you're in good company, and it shows a bunch of logos from like well-known companies. And in this case, because it comes right under like a bunch of stuff about how Lean works, I'm actually not sure if this means these are his customers or if this means these are other companies that use Lean business philosophies. And I know this is gray zone and it's fine. And lots of companies and lots of websites do this where, you know, as seen in the press, but it's not really then seen in the press. It's whatever, something related to them seen in the press. But I'm always wondering, you know, in this context, if I'm being misled or not. So yeah, I think that the design is nice and clean. There's lots here to like, but I think that the main thing is he needs to think about what the core value prop is, and he needs to communicate the elevator pitch. What is this? Who is this for? And why is this valuable? I think in a much clearer way.
Yep, agreed.
All right.
I don't have much else to add.
Yeah, let's go to the next one. All right. So cool. The next website is from a person I don't know, I think. So the site is called Life Tiles. And the URL is basically, it's spelled LIVETILES.NYC. Never seen a .NYC URL. This is kind of cool. This is a .New York URL. So when I go, and I don't know if I spell it correctly, Life Tiles. I think that's how it's supposed to be spelled. So when I go on this side, the first thing that hits me, which is something I don't like personally, is that, you know, they have this massive, the background of almost the entire homepage is a kind of background video that is playing. And an overlay above that is kind of the value prop and a sentence and another play button and the trial button. But there's like in the background, there's kind of a video playing. And I know that I've seen it, a bunch of people do this, but I'm not sure I'm a fan. It's very distracting. It's very hard for me to read what you've written on top of a video and to click a button on top of a video because things are constantly moving and my eyes kind of distracted. So I'm not a huge fan of this. And I would be, I'd be very curious. When I see this, I'm very concerned that you haven't really done any A/B testing. I'd be very curious to hear if somebody had truly tested and proven that a massive video background playing is getting them better conversions than maybe an image or just text or something that's simpler, cleaner, and quieter, more focused for the visitor. So I'm very skeptical on this tactic. Despite that, okay, so when I read Life Tiles, it says your digital workplace. The main proposition is your digital workplace made simple. Okay, I have no idea what that means. All employees, multiple apps, one platform. Create a digital workplace with zero coding and infinite engagement. I like that. I like the word infinite engagement. That's cool. Okay, I still don't really know what it is. And if I zero in on the video instead of the words, it shows me a bunch of people working in a cool office. They're sketching things out on paper. But then there is, seems like it's kind of like a thing. Oh yeah, now I see it. It's kind of like a page that has kind of multiple areas, like a collateral ideas, workspace, and people can put things in there, like almost like the old Google Pages or something like that, where you could have multiple apps on one page. But I might be totally wrong. It's just this is my first impression when I'm on here. And then the button, basically, there's a play button, which is also curious to me because I'm like, there's already a video playing in the background. What am I going to get? Maybe I'm going to get sound. I'm not sure. And then get a free trial as a button. And below that, it says credit card free, commitment free. So my problem here is that, so this page is way too busy for me. If I, you know, I watch the entire video and I read all the words, I still don't have any idea what this is. The .nyc URL is interesting because it immediately makes me think that this is a local business. Maybe it is an ad agency or a consultancy or a web dev shop. That's what I think. That's what was my first associations. Oh, this is a business that's very local in New York. So what could that be? It must be, you know, a services business. But it doesn't seem to be. I seem to be wrong. It seems to just be like an online tool to put different things you're working on in there, different apps or gadgets. Or I'm not really sure. Yeah, man, it looks cool. I think that the people that put this together put a lot of love in making this video, this site look really nicely designed and really cool and lots of stuff going on. But it fails the main purpose of the page for a new visitor, which is quickly selling me on the value proposition and what it is. I have no idea. Now I would keep scrolling to find out and explore, but in most cases I would just leave. But in this case, I would try to find out more, but I'll just pass it on to you, Heaton. Curious to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, obviously agree with a lot of the stuff that you're saying around the video and the vagueness of the copy, you know, and even a get a free trial button, credit card free, commitment free. All these things are, a lot of it's very generic. For me, whenever I see copy that says simple, it really makes me cringe because I don't understand what simple is just by reading the word. And things like infinite engagement, that's, it's cute. I agree with you. It's interesting.
It's curious, say anything. Like, it doesn't say anything, right? But I just thought it's cute. I've never heard anybody promise.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, infinite engagement. It sounds like some kind of, I don't even know what. So, from an advice standpoint, I would look at this and say, okay, these people probably haven't talked to their customers and figured out how the customers describe their product. So the tip I'd give is if you think words like simple, infinite engagement, those are words that are, you're using in your copy, go back to your customer and ask them, like, is it simple? Why do you think it's simple? You know, if they use the word infinite engagement, which I doubt, then you know, I'm proven wrong, but I doubt that your customers are using words like that. So one of the easiest tricks is go back to your customer, figure out the words they're using to describe your product, and you'll come up with better copy. So it doesn't look like this team has done that yet. And then, you know, there's a bunch of stuff below around like live tiles for SharePoint, live tiles cloud. And, you know, there's, again, a little more generic terminology there, too. All-in-one software to connect disparate business systems for a seamless daily experience across devices. But what kind of daily experience? And then it finally gets to something where I'm like, okay, maybe I get this. No, it says create beautifully engaging sites on SharePoint and Office 365. So I think you're right, Steli. It's something about sites. And then on the live test tiles cloud, it says something about like create team spaces. And it even talks about eliminating red tape and dev delays and things like that. So I feel like some of the copy below is a lot more specific and could, you know, a lot of that language could be used higher up. But I'm still pretty vague on what this actually is. And then as I get into the API integration tools and go lower down the page, it does get a little better in terms of, okay, at least I know what I can connect with. But honestly, like, I don't see the benefit here. I don't see what actually people are doing with this product and what benefit it has for me. It's like, if it's a digital workspace and you really workplace and you really want to call it that, what does that even mean? Like, isn't the internet a digital workplace? Like, aren't we already all on the digital workspace or workplace? It just feels very generic and vague and doesn't really speak to any benefits. Maybe it does in a couple sentences below, but it could just be a lot stronger and pull people in a lot more if it was much more clear on the value prop. In the case of something like this, I might even include like specific customer quotes that hit at your value prop right on the homepage, because that can be really helpful in explaining what you do when it seems like this is something that people have to actually use and create things with.
I love that. So I love the two tips. These are both really big ones. The one is that talk to your customers and find out how they describe your service, why they love it, how it solved their problem. How they would summarize the value proposition to a colleague or a friend or somebody else. And yeah, I'll put money on, they won't say, it's a digital workplace made simple. You know, I get infinite engagement with zero coding. Those are not the ways that they're going to talk about this. This is the ways that we marketers and salespeople might talk about this because it just sounds cool. But talk to your customers, listen to them, use their words. and then use their examples. And, you know, when you scroll down, there's some cool logos here. There's some really large brands and corporations that they say are their customers. And I love that it's our customers. It's very specific. I know exactly what it means. So I'm like, oh shit, some companies are using this. This is, you know, this, they, and it seems like they're legit. This is being used by lots of people. So tell me more about those use cases. Tell me who is, I have no idea who is the customer here. Is it the marketing person? Is it an executive? Is it who's buying this? Which teams and is this for? It looks like it's for larger corporations. Is it for ad agencies? Who's the customer? Is this for me or not? There's a lot of open questions here. It seems like they have a cool product. It seems like people buy it. But yeah, I would definitely, I think there's still lots of potential here. And again, this video thing, like, I'd love to hear anybody, if anybody out there has done A/B testing and seen like a massive overlay background video on a homepage converts a lot better. I want to learn about that because I might just be biased, but I hate it. It's so busy. It's so hard for me to concentrate. Everything else on the page is much cleaner and nicer when I scroll down. So I like that much better.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. Let's move on to the next one. There you go.
All right. This one is called Inaptics and it's inapptics.com. And I'm going to jump right in. Right when I hit the homepage, it says visually analyze actual user behavior. We aggregate all user interaction events in your mobile app and turn them into proactive and meaningful intelligence. So I already kind of guessed something like this just based on the name. Again, the name is Inaptics, inapptics.com. And it looks like it's like an analytics tool for understanding what people are doing inside of mobile apps. It looks like they have heat maps, screen flows, something called Insights that's coming soon, and crash replays. It says seamless integration. Then they have a bunch of testimonials and then something at the bottom that says, I want to try it, free sign up. So, and there's also a video somewhere in there, right below the fold. And the learn more on the homepage, the button just takes me straight to the video because there's just a big learn more call to action. I'd actually consider making that a sign up button. So it takes people to the sign-up page, or since you have a form below, and this is an invite-only beta, I'd actually just put the form higher up and let people sign up right away instead of hitting the learn more. Just because it's likely you'll get more signups because your invite, your sign-up form is all the way at the bottom, which, you know, is not that useful compared to putting it at the top. There's some copy that says, we'll send you an invitation email as soon as a spot is available and stuff like that. If you're in, I like to call it early access. I don't like to call it beta. I know these folks are calling it beta. They also, the whole site is just a one-page site, it looks like, although there's like a FAQ page that looks separate. Yeah, but everything else is a one-page site. Well, one of the things I would say here is just like the company's in early access. It's not, people aren't really able to use the product like from a general availability standpoint. And when a business is like that, I think you have to really sell your value proposition much, much more specifically and help people understand how your software might be different than other software out there. That can be really helpful, or you can be super mysterious and not say much about it. So you have two options. The option here, or what these folks are doing is they're just being really specific as if the site's already launched. And then they're saying, hey, actually, hold on, it's in beta. And again, when you do this stuff, it's much better to be very specific about, oh, you know, this is what's going on with our business. This is where we're at. And, you know, going from there. So yeah. Otherwise, like, I think the copy could be so much better aligned with what I just said, talking the value prop and all that. And one of the reasons is these people are in a space that's super crowded. And so when you're in a space that's super crowded, like, it's like, how is this different than like the 10 other tools that are out there that help me do this? Because if I'm a mobile app developer, it's likely I'm coming here and I know about the other tools. So why would I sign up for your tool, especially when it's in beta, when there's probably like five other tools out there that I already know about that I could sign up for, and they're probably free.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And Heaton, you're really a big expert in this field, eh? Because you have two companies that do, you know, analytics in one way or another for apps, right, or for websites, and you advise lots and lots of them. So you've competed with the best of them. You're the real source and truth on this stuff. To me, I just have two comments on this website. And one is, it looks a little old. Like, my first impression when I go on this is this was not done. You know, this page was not designed and launched in 2017, maybe not even in 2016. And I might be wrong, but just it just feels like a site that has been around for a year or a little longer. It looks a little old. It looks like something, I don't know, it maybe it's the design, maybe it's something about this tells me this page has been around for a little for a hot minute. And then it itself gives me a little bit of pause on like, okay, this look, and I might be totally wrong, right? You might have just designed this morning, but it looks to me, it doesn't look fresh. It doesn't look up to date with how new pages, new websites look like, but it looks like a very new service. So that's the first thing where I'm like, has this been around for a real long time, but just not yet launched? What is going on here? And then the second thing is credibility, right? So you have some user love here, but obviously, you know, these are still very small individual users from unknown companies. And that's fair. That's cool. That's normal. I don't hate on that, but I'm wondering, there's nothing about who are the people that are building this. So maybe you're not that. I would try to see, is there something more impressive that you could do here in terms of credibility? So maybe you still have a very small test user pool, and maybe the test user pool is full of people that are still very, you know, kind of small app developers that are not well known. Fine. Okay. So then I'm asking, well, who is the team? What's the team like? What's your background? Have you worked in large companies? Have you worked at any kind of really massive mobile app? Have you worked at any analytics company that's really well known? Is there some kind of good, well-known credibility that the team has that we can put on display? If that's not there, then I'm thinking, okay, what else of credibility is there? Have you, you know, participated in an accelerator that maybe some people know? Have you gone to a university that's well known? Have you gotten any kind of article? Any kind of credibility, I think, is important since this is an early access thing or a beta thing. I'm wondering, okay, you have a mobile app analytics tool. Who are you? Why are you guys even good? Why should I use your thing? Why should I trust it? And it's all, to me, it's all about like showing me and communicating to me that there's a really, to me, the most important thing would be that there's a really strong team behind this and that you guys are really amazing at this. And there's many ways to communicate that. If you have amazing companies already using it, that's one way to communicate that or sell me on that. If you've gotten a lot of press, if you're associated with, you know, an amazing accelerator investor, if you got lots of press and attention, or if your backgrounds and your history in terms of where you've worked has been really impressive, but something you need to sell me on this. And if I look at our users love the Inaptics and the people that say nice things in there, it's not enough, you know, for me to go, wow, these guys are killers and they have an incredible amount of credibility. So I would just see if I can, whatever you can do to add more to it. And if you can, if you like, you know, this is the first thing we've ever done. We're super young. You know, we haven't gone to school. We haven't gone through an incubator. We haven't gotten present. We don't have any of that. Well, then I would just, you know, do whatever you can to add some more credibility or at least add some more user stories or make these user stories more detailed or more impressive or find the people that are users that have done impressive things and upload. You know, highlight it. Tell me how many, if any of your users has lots and lots of success with the app because they got, you know, millions of downloads or millions of active users. Communicate that somehow. Credibility is definitely what, to me, what's lacking on this page. I want to know that you guys are real amazing at this stuff, and I don't see any of that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, I think we're gonna wrap up the website teardown part one in this episode. But, you know, every time we ask for submissions for stuff for Heaton and I to look at and give feedback and teardown, we get lots of responses. So I think we got 30 or 40 websites and we got a bunch of other things, you know, pitch decks and blog posts and all kinds of things from you submitted. So thank you guys for that. And also we're probably going to do this more regularly, but since we have a huge list of more websites, look out for an episode 2 of website teardowns. But this is it from us for this episode.
See ya.